Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. President Beta. Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's that? And it's Bootleg the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This is your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
What's up, everybody? Episode 29, the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show. This is a special show, especially for myself, man, because I'm just going to go give you guys a story. I've given you this story a million fucking times, but my show, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want. So, sixth grade, Pop says, here's $10 or $10.99. Walk into Coconuts, see a fucking CD, says, baby, Two Live Crew. I take the shit home, pop it out of the package, you know what I'm saying? These two young cats on the cover. JT Money and Debonair. I put in this motherfucker, and man, the rest is history. Been listening to these guys ever since. I'm going to give you an example of what I heard when I pressed play in sixth grade. Keep in mind, I was in sixth grade, so a sixth grade should not be listening to this music, but I'm sure glad I did, because 20-some-odd years later, I'm still listening to it. This is what I listened to back then.
Another low life motherfucker.
Mac Daddy, another name for pimp. Worry about nothing, just strutting with a gangster limp. Since the youth had dreams of riches, making money by pimping bitches. Parents hate me around their daughters, knowing their kids sell for quarters and not a penny more. Cause that's all she's worth to me, the low life whore. I mean, she's making me rich, and only God knows I love a bitch to keep me strong in the game. Pimp your little sister, won't feel shame. I go bitch berserk. Cause if your mother's on my dick, I put the bitch to work.
This is Jack, to get against the wall, and stop looking for a cop to call. Cause if you do so much as twitch, you land up somewhere in a ditch. Cause I'm like that, you ain't heard. Motherfuckers had to spread the word. This kid, I one shot him. Cause Cadillac had too much bottom. That's a good enough reason. To me, any season is shooting season for a wild motherfucker. Debonair's never getting played like a sucker. Niggas know that I'll go get thugs and come back shooting buck shots and slugs.
Yeah, motherfuckers fear me. But most be even scared to come near me. They know I'm stampeding. Leaving a bitch unconscious and bleeding. Putting bitches on the ass. And when a nigga see a bitch, you say he got a half. But he will pay to fuck my bitch. That's when I get my percentage with. Keeps a nigga like me eating shrimp and making JT a motherfucking pimp.
Two.
on a milk box for talking shit.
A low life nigga. After I fuck a bitch, I dig her. But then a brother gets mad. But then I leave it up to the devil's dad. Cause when niggas start to roll, money got to chill cause I'm on parole. Professional hitman. Throwing a blow no nigga can't withstand. You got me bent. On me and not paying every cent. Take your money, something far from a sucker. Another low life motherfucker.
Have it right there, the motherfucking Poison Clan. You know what I'm saying? Two low life motherfuckers. That was the shit. By this point, I already heard Eazy-E, NWA, Ice-T, already heard Too Short. You know what I'm saying? Of course, Two Live Crew. But these guys were from the South. They were like a gangster version of Two Live Crew. Because you listen to that song, I mean, yeah, it was about pimping bitches, but it was also about beating the fuck out of people, robbing people. I mean, these guys were ruthless. They were just kids back then. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I was in sixth grade. They weren't much older than me. You know what I'm saying? And here we are, 2012. I'm about to bring these fellas on. The motherfucking Poison Clan. It's a reunion show right here. Got JT Money. What up, homie?
Yo.
Man, let's see.
We
got Deb. You there?
Yeah, what up? What's going on?
Man. And, who's this? Who we got here? Is this Drugs?
This right here. Who's up in here right here?
Man, this is what I'm talking about. How does it feel for you guys to hear this song all these years later?
Well, I mean, it's good music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, what kind of impact did the Poison Clan have on the rap game?
Well, who do you want to answer that question?
Oh, shit.
Can you hear me?
Whoever.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, shit, you know, we influenced a lot of these, you know, cats. You know, we changed the game on Southern music. You know, remember, before Poison Clan, everything was booty shake, bass, you know, as they would call it, you know, that down south booty shake shit. But then Poison Clan came out with that G shit, that gangster shit, you know, like no other. And thus, we have these new cats today doing what, you know, following in the footsteps. But, you know, it's all good game, though, you know. They just need to let it be known, you know, where they get it from, you know.
They didn't pay homage.
You know, cats didn't even speak that language before we was speaking that language, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's just that.
Yeah, real shit. They need to pay homage.
In fact, you know, we got it to where cats outside of the Southeast was able to listen to down south music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of cats, you know, they listen to Luka Too Loud, but they just wanted to see the girls. You know, they was like, them niggas can't rap down. Them niggas ain't got no skills or whatever you want to call it. But then when Poison Clan seen, it was like, oh, shit, niggas got something to talk about. You know, and we'll take a little credit for that. You know, that's good game right there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
One
question I have for you, homie. You know what I'm saying? That's a timeless album right there. You know what I'm saying? People still bump it to this day. How does that make you feel, knowing that you created something way back then when you was a kid that people are still going to bump, you know what I'm saying, 20 years later?
Well, I mean, it's a good thing because, see, the thing with us is that we had, like, the creativity of, you know what I'm saying, the whole universe when we started doing it. like we knew we wanted it to be groundbreaking, not just like just a regular song. But like the thing about it is that, you know, if you still play those songs right now, it's still groundbreaking. But see, the problem with our situation is like the executives, they don't want a new order in the game. They want to keep it the same. If they sign us, then it's gonna have to be a new order just based on, you know, the situation, based on the respect alone.
That's real shit. That's real shit. Right now, there's a, and JT, man, I want to credit you for this because you were the first motherfucker that I heard to use the term rap faggots. And if you look at the game today, that's pretty much what it is. It's a bunch of rap faggots, or we like to call them swaggots. My boy Six coined that phrase. How did you see this shit back then, man?
Well, they try, you know, I already think the guys are going to try to remix our game. They try to take our game and then put their dudes in power. But then the dudes they put in, they're not official. You know, they're not stand-up guys. You know, they don't be the same on out the studio as they is on the street, you know. All we did was represent the type of dudes that we were, you know, and what we saw in our community, you know. We represented that, you know. We was, like, really representatives of, you know, the game, you know, the struggle to the right. Oh, you know where you're going. Yeah, but that's all I see today is swaggers, and I like that. Tell Six, I love that game, he coined. I be liking it every time I see it on Facebook. They swaggers.
Yeah. They are. They are, definitely, definitely. You know what I'm saying? Now you look at the Miami scene today, 2012, you know what I'm saying? You see this big rosé thing, whatever the fuck they call it, you know, ex-correctional officer. You guys being the originators of that street shit down there, man, how does it make you feel? I mean, of course, I mean, you know, I would be pissed as fuck, but, I mean, the Klan going to come back together and snap on these motherfuckers? What's up?
Yeah, if you want to say something.
The thing is with a situation like that, I mean, a lot of people, PC is like the foundation, you know what I'm saying? So they build it on that foundation. If there's no foundation, how you gonna build a house if there's no foundation? You can't do it. So that means they wouldn't really exist if we didn't, you know, build a foundation based on what we did.
Exactly. Yeah. But they took the foundation that you built, and they moved in and just shit on it. That's how I look at it as a fan. You know what I'm saying? From the outside, what do you feel about that, JT?
Well, y'all know I'm breaking up. I'm actually riding while I'm talking to y'all. But you know, as far as all that extra stuff that's going on, see, they're not giving credit where credit is due. I feel like they're trying to sweep the game up under the rug. But the streets won't allow it, you know. They try to, you know, they got the machine behind them, the lane stream, you know, as my brother and them call it. And then they try to sweep it up under the rug. But, you know, the truth is forever lies but for a moment. Meaning, you know, the truth, when the smoke clears, the truth gonna still be standing there. You know, that's why we're here right now with y'all on the airwaves, you know. But, and if you listen to the nigga Face Records, he was shouting us out, you know, like, yeah, one time for them for giving us the game, but then they ain't never stepped to us about doing nothing, and they ain't never tried to give back to, you know, what gave them. You know, it's like they stealing. I call it stealing. You know, they take it and run, you know, but I guess that's what they supposed to do because, you know, they fuck with this real shit, it's going to expose them, you know.
Yeah, it's real shit. You can't fuck with this real shit if you ain't real yourself. So,
right. Truth and lie must stay apart. Make it right.
Yeah.
Truth and lie must stay apart.
Real shit. Now, Deb, you after the first album, you know, you went on, you did the Home Team project. What have you been up to since, man? It's been a minute since we heard from you.
Well, I actually been like with my situation is I'm not like recording something and I'm just making plans. We're making plans right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the process of something. Okay, you got something cooking then pretty much.
Yeah.
Definitely. So JT, man, I know you've been, you know, you guys will release a couple tracks or whatnot. Is there a Poison Clan reunion in the future?
Yeah, definitely that. We still working on it, you know. We just keeping our house in order. You know, we ain't going to do nothing just because. But, you know, we still doing these shows. So if anybody out there on that, you know, they can get that original game. But, you know, we got half of an album ready to roll. And besides me having my own thing, Dev having his own thing, even Uzi doing his thing. That stuff goes to the next one. But we yeah, we're definitely in the works, you know. It's just about the right situation or that right money coming across the table, you know. Right now, we all focus on taking care of our things and, you know, keeping the legacy alive, you know. But we don't want to damage the legacy by trying to put out no lamestream shit, you know.
That's right.
We, you know, we got to keep it cheap, keep it, you know, the way it goes, you know. What our fans expect from us, you know, some good music, some timeless music, something that we can bump for the next 20 years. You know, because a lot of that shit here today gone tomorrow. And you be like, what the hell, what was that? You know? But
yeah.
they be stealing, because, you know, the sheep, they don't know no better. They just buy into whatever they put in front of them. But, you know, and I try to think, well, I ain't, you know, I don't want to do no hating, but, you know, bullshit got to be hated on, I think.
Yeah, it don't make you a hater at all, man. You know what I'm saying? The term hater, you know, came from people like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
It came from people like that because they, like, all their defense is, oh, well, you're just hating. Because they can't, like you said, they can't say no real shit because they ain't real. Motherfuckers are fake.
Right.
But, you know, we definitely, man, it's live as fuck right now. If you're just tuning in, man, we got the Poison Clan. If you grew up in my era and you weren't listening to Poison Clan, man, you had some fucking problems. These guys are legends, man. Let's bring on the homie Mac J, man. I know he... You know, his brother was born in the same year I was born, so I know he definitely heard of you guys. What's up, Mac J?
What up, with it, Chris?
Man, we got the...
What
are
you doing?
Who is it, Jack Money and Debonair?
Yeah, what up?
Yeah, what's good with it, man? I just want to give y'all a salute, man, you know what I'm saying, for keeping together with it and the comments y'all just made on these motherfucking swaggers and these motherfucking lamestream-ass bastards, you know? Like, somebody got to keep this shit rolling when it comes to this music, man, and I'm glad y'all
yes,
did. I grew up on all that Poison Clan shit and a lot of the old Luke shit back in the day and shit. I'll be wishing that this shit can go back to that stage, man.
Yeah.
Hey, but if you notice, that's what they... to do now. They're trying to sample that and take that now. You see them? They're trying to steal that and try to reinvent it, remix it. You know, pieces and bits of all the hip-hop hits. That's what they're trying to do.
Right, like trying to remix up shit, but won't understand. At the UGS, we won't stand for that shit. We don't fuck with none of that swagger shit. And we gonna keep rocking with y'all as long as y'all still doing shit, man. The UGS, we gonna ride with y'all, dog, for real. And that's here in St. Louis and the whole Midwest, dog.
Yeah, definitely, man. Mac J's right about that, you know. I think it's our duty. Thanks a lot for calling in, Mac J, as always, brother.
No doubt, man. UGS for life, baby.
UGS for life, homie. I think it's our duty, you know what I'm saying, it's our way of giving back to y'all, man, because you guys gave us so much, you know what I'm saying, for your music. It's our duty to make sure that you guys are properly recognized. And when I don't see that, like you said, when I see people taking your styles or whatever and not paying any homage, it upsets me. So I feel like, okay, we got to go at these dudes. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got to go at these dudes. You on the phone, Drugs? Hey, what's up? How you been, man?
Right, girls?
No, I don't know.
We're going to make party. She looked at me kind of crazy. She's like, we said a couple of
times.
I was like, I
was. I think I lost
Drugs.
Still there, Deb?
I don't know what she like. I'm not going to try to run out of no kind of way.
Hey.
Deb, you there? Hey, who
yeah,
you
yeah.
We need to call in, too.
Hey.
Yeah, Deb.
But, Uh-oh, he got way too many drinks.
What is that,
can
man?
I tell y'all something? Oh,
what,
nigga,
what about you,
Jay?
Motherfucker,
who is that? Tell him these fuck niggas don't do it like these guys. Let me stop.
Hey, Jay.
Yo, y'all there?
Yeah. Hey,
I'm just in the car with bad babies and shit. You know, I'm finna go back to the house. The pool in the living room, nigga, we finna get it. These niggas be rapping, that shit. Niggas are rappers, man. Nigga left.
Hey, I think it's time to put on some old stories, man.
Yeah, try to put out the old stuff to make this right. Back to settle.
Yo,
make this
right.
Right.
Remember back in the day, niggas are skipping shit, right? We said, you know, fuck with the hoes and see you kick little rhymes and shit. Hey, I want you to do some of the same shit, man. Like that's back in the day. I want you to do this one for all the boys around the way. You know what I'm saying? Same shit about all of us. Thank you, bitch.
Hey, yo, met a hoe named Sonya. Yeah. Say, hey, baby, doll, let a nigga get off.
Yeah.
She was with it but one thing. She had one leg and walked with a cane. I couldn't tell cause he was sitting real pretty. Big fat ass with some fat ass titties. When the hoe stood up, trying to balance herself, I'm like, what the fuck? She was giving me plenty play. I ain't wanna be rude, so I fucked the hoe anyway. I only did what I could. But one thing about it, the pussy was good. I threw that leg to the ceiling. Long dick the hoe, and the bitch started squealing like a dog in pain. Bitch started coming and yelling out my name. Then she put that leg round my waist. Pulled me close and said, come in a face. Now you know I was with it. Put dick in the mouth and the silly bitch bit it. Damn, I pulled it out quick. Now I got teeth marks round my dick. I hit that bitch like a man. Mad as fuck, swollen dick in my hand. Now I'm in pain. So I beat that bitch ass with a iron can. Jumped in the brown. Kept the bitch cane and made that bitch hop home. And you don't stop. Silly bitch won't bite no dick no more. Silly bitch won't bite no dick no more. Cripple hoe, what you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Hey man, that's the same shit, boy. That shit funky. Hey man, ooh, let me pass the fucking joint. I think
check it out. See a bitch on the bus stop, so I must stop. Conversate a bitch, try to slay the bitch. See, I'm a nigga that's out to get it. And if the hoe down with it, best believe I'ma hit it. See, any hoe will pass. I fucked this fat hoe with dimples in her ass. On heavy sense, dick hard as fuck. And all I seen was this fat ass slut. I was only cracking for a little head. Fat bitch body slammed me on the bed. Then the bitch might have tried me. She got on top and tried to ride me. Couldn't overthrow her, she was 300 plus. Big fat greasy ass spank grabbed the slut. And she refused to get up. From my chest to my knees was all wet up. Big bitch was a freak. She turned me over, started licking up my butt cheek. Then I got into it. Said, please don't squeeze my ass when you do it. She must not have liked the taste. Cause you stopped eating ass when I farted in her face. But I ain't wanted to quit. I'm on that thing and with a hard ass dick. Bitch, I ain't trying to play pussy. Pushed her on the bed and took that fat pussy.
Peace.
Yeah, for 1992. Yo, Julie JT, motherfucking money the bitch eyes. You know, yo, for the people out there who be wanting to throw a nigga jail, the lyrics of this song is, you know what I'm saying? Fiction ain't nothing but whole story.
Fiction,
I'm sending this one out to my manager, Hop. You know what time it is, Hop. One time for my nigga Madball Shorty C. Uzi, my nigga Ram. One time for the whole clan. My nigga Nafik on the beat. Eddie on the board.
Blood,
yo, boys, the clan signed the fuck out of here.
Oh, we out of this motherfucker just like that. Ah, you stank bitches. This ain't nothing but hoe stories. All y'all hoes, y'all know what time it is. You the one we talking about. You stank fat bitch.
Hopefully some of you ladies just heard that song. That's definitely one for you. You know what I'm saying? Real sentimental. From the money man straight to you bitches. JT, what was going through your mind when you was writing that fucking song?
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be honest. My dog, like, old stories, you know, that actually came about. My dog, Mr. Mix, you want to put us on? Y'all had him on the show one time. David R., Mr. Mix. He had a story like that. You know, I just enhanced it a little bit. You know, I kept it going. But, you know, he actually ran into the one-legged girl. You know, and he always laughed when he hear that record, too. I'm like, yeah, you remember you told me that story? You know, back then, I rapped about anything and everything, you know.
So there really is a one-legged hoe.
Yeah, you know.
I thought that was one of my... I thought that shit was made up.
Nah, I couldn't even make that up. Like, it was like, for real? Like, look at you, wow. You know, but, yeah, it really went down that way.
Oh, man. That's crazy. That's fucking crazy. What's going on in 2012? I knew you got a solo project you got coming out, man. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
With me?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm working on regeneration. You know, that's what I'm calling a new project. You know, like when you cut the lizard tail off and the bitch grow right back, that's kind of like JT money, you know? It just keep coming. The motherfucker is infinite, endless. And I'm calling it regeneration, and, you know, I'm really proud of this one coming because I think this one's going to be a classic. But, you know, me and my guy down here, Lou Drummond, you know, he pretty much do anything I can think of production-wise, and he gets it done, you know, the way I like it. I done put out a few singles on the web, you know, like Miami Heat, and then I put out the Stick and Vibe with my brother Piccolo. Then I even did the Fun Girl, Left Cheek, Right Cheek. And, you know, that was done by Mr. Mix himself, you know. And, you know, I'm kind of saving the rest of it because I plan on dropping at the top of the year. You know, I'm in the talks with a few people. You know, I ain't going to say too much until it's done because it's all rap until I see something for real, until they do something. But if any one of these situations go through, you know, it's really just about distribution on my side. And, shit, we're going to put this in their life and, you know, hopefully get back to the boogie, you know, get back out here, do some of this touring, you know, so I can really put it in their life, you know. Because, you know, Showtime is one of my favorite times. You know, I like to be out there with the people. You know, I even like when they don't know. I like to introduce myself, you know. You know, Kathy Shinetta, like, who is this nigga? Who these niggas here? And I like to let them know, you know. I like to give to them like that. But besides that, you know, I'm still working on. I'm actually in the mixing phase for the album, and you know, I'm about ready, you know, and I'm waiting on my brother. You know, me and my brother got a few joints, quite a few.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Definitely.
I'm being molested right now. Go ahead, girl. I wish we was webcamming this shit.
You're creating a new old story baby. Right now live. Huh?
Yeah, it's ain't live. Y'all can be like, what up, big boy?
Hey. I'm not. Hey. Hey.
You know who I keep? I'm in the gangster. Hey, girl, don't be biting me. Girl, you better stop.
Only on live radio, people. Only on live radio with Money Man. That's what's up. Let's take another caller real quick, man. Let's bring on the man that coined the phrase swaggage. You know what I'm saying? Six, what's up, homie?
What's good,
y'all? The Money Man, he's creating a new song right now live on the radio.
I've been listening to this motherfucker make this theme song. Like I said, man, I hate hoes. Yeah. It's still my fucking shit. I've been walking the door. I've been doing that shit out loud. I give a fuck. Because the music nowadays, man, it's some soft-ass feminine shit. You feel me? It's like these motherfucking musicians are giving all their power to the fucking broad. And it's not like it's natural-wise. I can put any bitch to a fucking wall. So automatically it tells you they should be down to me. You feel me? That's all it is. I'm sick of these little soft-ass pussy Drake motherfuckers giving these broads all the power.
What's your favorite?
Bring that shit back. Bring it back hard. Fuck these bitches.
Six, what's your favorite Poison Clan song?
I hate fucking Drake. Make you want to grab him by the back of the head and cave him in with this bullshit. Look at this. I've been screaming all these hoes for years. Now, all these dumb bitches need to do one thing, and that fucking follow orders and behave. Because y'all are stupid. Without men, y'all are just a bunch of dumb, empty-ass vessels. Come on, man. That's all I'm saying.
That's what's up, Chris. We're going to play I Hate Hoes in a minute, man. Thanks for calling in, as always, brother. Yeah, it's a brother Six, man. Let's bring on Deb. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Deb, you still in?
Yeah, what up? Yeah, what up?
And looking back at the, you know, the you know, Two Low Life Mothers record, what was your favorite cut on the album?
Probably on the floor riding, because
We we represented, you know, the next madness on Four Rotten, and it's still the next madness. But like I told you, the labels, like, you know, the labels we're dealing with or whatever, or that we, you know, we shopping it to, like, they don't want no new order. They want to put their song on the radio, and sometimes they only want to do that. They know it's gonna be a new order, like I say.
Yeah, they want some dumbed down shit, don't they?
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Right, that we not going to give them.
Yeah, no. You've been consistent for all these years, never selling out, none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? I never heard, even your radio-friendly songs, there's all kinds of beeps and edits, and, you know, you could pretty much tell exactly where this is supposed to go and where that's supposed to go. But, yeah, no, originally you come from New York, don't you?
Yeah, New York City, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn,
New York.
What was it like, when you first touched down in Miami?
It was cool because, like I say, you know, real recognized real. So when I got there, let me just chill, you know, try to make moves in the game. You know what I'm saying? We did the CD or whatever. And then, you know, then that was that. Like, it was real recognized real. I mean, you can't, it doesn't matter where you at. It's like they say, it's people are the same everywhere, really. It's just everything is a little different, but it's basically the basics is the basics, and that's it.
What was the last song, JT, that you and Deb did together? Was it on the Rough Town Behavior CD?
Nah, well, we actually got some new unreleased stuff, but the last one that came from that Low Life Mother, you know, we did a few features on Luke, on a couple of Luke songs, but In My Nature, that was going to be his album before the, you know, disbandment of the PC game. But we got this original PC record that I love. Like, anytime somebody hear it, it take them back to where we left off at. Like, we don't miss a beat. You know what I'm talking about, Dale? That
what's
the one I was there when we first hooked up with him.
You talking about the
Low Life Number 2? Yeah, that shit there is heavy. I can't wait for the streets to get a load of that right there. Now, that's going to be heavy. We're still speaking the game. We're still speaking what we're speaking right now, you know? But there's some two Low Life Mothers, and we're going heavy on that one. I love that.
Yeah. That's a timeless classic. You know what I'm saying? Definitely
right.
Timeless. You know, but you said you guys did a couple joints on some of Luke's solo albums. What was you on the In the Nude? You was on that freestyle record, wasn't you?
You talking about me, Debonair?
Yeah, you guys were together on that freestyle record, right?
Well, like I say, I did a few, but like I say, right now what comes to mind, I mean, we did Badland Boogie too, which is Home Team, which is a funny song. It ain't funny, but it's funny to the executives, you know what I mean? If you know what I mean, I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, real
true.
Shit. Man, Deb, I tell you what, man, we got this thing, you know what I'm saying, JT's been down with it, Underground Society, we're, you know what I'm saying, we oppose what you're talking about, man. I think you definitely would fit in, man, because you get it. You understand what it is, man. And I praise you for sticking to your guns, man. Real talk.
Yeah. Hey, see, what they don't know is Dale the one who made me take the game serious. Y'all already know that. Dale was the one who was like, we used to go over our lyrics. He said, nah, Jay. Nah, niggas used to rap, and at the end they try to make a punchline. He said, no, nigga, every line we spit got to be that line. You know what I'm saying? It was Dale. You know, Dale was the one like, nigga, we come out at the show. You know, all I did was carry the torch, you know? You know, real soldier-like, you know? And, shit, you know, and I made the rest of my soldiers do such. You know, that's such. But, yeah, you know, I tell everybody that a million times, you know, if it wasn't for this dude right here, I probably wouldn't have been even fucking with the rap shit, you know. And then we messed around and made some money, a couple of dollars. I'm like, oh, that's what they like? Well, shit, nigga, we could do this all day. And there we go. Here go, you know, here we go today, doing this shit here. You know, I remember my dog and them on the street. They were like, man, you that shit, da 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 da. But when they seen a nigga eating, now everybody picking up a pen and pad. Everybody want to freestyle. You know what I'm saying? But it was cool, though. It was cool. You know, the beginning phases.
How did you guys meet? Did you guys meet in school?
Yeah.
Basically, that was the beginning of it. And then from there, like I said, it was real recognized real. And we was official, you know, from the beginning. We wasn't just, like, trying to, you know, make a song for whatever reason. We was official. We just really representing our how we was breaking it down. You know what I mean? And,
right.
And like I say, it was a hobby of mine. In fact, I got a new album that I just finished called Hobby Rock, which is the name of it. Hobby Rock. And that's because it's a, like, it sounds, the music on there, the songs sound like it's a hobby. It doesn't sound like what's on the radio. So it goes back to what, you know, Jay was saying, that we had that element on the albums, and that's why it was so groundbreaking.
Real shit.
Yeah.
Well, if you guys can hold the line for a few minutes, man, I'm going to play I Hate Host for my guy, and I'm going to come back, speak with you for a minute. I'm going to play a couple more tracks off of Two Little Life Mothers. So we'll be right back here on the Murder Master Music Show.
You.
Hey, yo, life's a bitch, so I marry one. A nigga in love with a bitch, is very dumb. The BC is hoe hater. That's the motherfucking reason all hoes hate it. But I don't give a fuck. Cause all a bitch good for is a suck and a quick nut. Tryna get a nigga richer. But I got beef for all y'all bitches. Tryna run no sex scams. In a nigga face getting fucked by the next man. But I don't care about that either. Cause all I wanna do is fuck and leave ya. See, I know how the game goes. Yo, fuck y'all. Maybe from the back, I get this sexton. Tell you to step and call up your best friend. Cause I know she's a bitch just like you. So y'all down, she can get the pipe too. See, it's all the same. To me, a hoe ain't nothing but a fuck thing. But if a nigga disagree, then use a hoe ass nigga to me. If you can't strike him, how can you pipe him? A hoe is a hoe, and yo, I don't like him, so fuck him.
We're back here at the Murder Master Music Show. We got the Poison Clan in the house. We got the original lineup. Man, who's this, man? Who's this out of Miami?
Uzi.
Uzi, man. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. For those of y'all that don't know who Uzi is, man, why don't you introduce yourself, Uzi? Because the first time I heard of you was on Poisonous Mentality. Let everybody know who you are, brother.
Okay, I'm the U to the V. I represent the MIA. I'm down here in Miami chilling. But, you know, I've been rolling with the PC from day one, you know what I'm saying? I was in the background or whatever. And then when my Jay made the second album, I kind of stepped up front on the shows and stuff like that and been rolling ever since, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You was on classic Poison Clan tracks too, man. What were some of the tracks that you were on?
Groove with the Poison Clan, IAOs. As far as in the background, Action on probably a commercial or something. Different songs, different ones. You know, Don't Sleep on the Hizzo.
Yep.
Let me see. There's so many that we did. Rough Time Behavior. I was on Rough Time Behavior. What else? Rainbow Annihilators, Too Many Suckers. Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot, man, because, you know what I'm saying? We did a
Bust
lot.
The Pipe, I believe.
Yeah,
Trust
the Bus
of Fight.
That's right. Too Many Suckers. I was on that too.
Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what. You and Madball formed the group Rough Town Mob.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You guys put out a lot of albums together. You know what I'm saying? The two of you. Man, looking back at the years, you know what I'm saying, being with the Poison Clan, being with such a foundation group. You know what I'm saying? What would you say is the biggest thing you take from it?
Well, when we was doing it, you know, I didn't even realize how big it was going to be until, you know, kind of after the fact. But I realized how much a foundation, you know, this whole Miami music scene, you know what I'm saying? Devin and Jake, when them boys came out, it was like it was a whole new thing for us down here, and everybody kind of just took everybody by surprise. And ever since then, we kind of been rolling. But you know, we made a major foundation down here. That's what I took out of it at the end of it all.
And you being from Miami, seeing the shit going on today, you seeing, you know, Lil Wayne pretty much set up shop down there wearing his leopard tights, Rick Ross walking around looking like some type of freak, whatever the fuck. You see this going on now. How does it make you feel? I'm not even from Miami, and I want to go down there and whoop some ass with y'all, man. You know, how does it make you feel?
It definitely went the opposite way of what we thought it should have been going. Let's just say it like that, you know? It went the opposite direction, you know? From real going to fake, so to speak, you know?
Yeah. Do you think, you know what I'm saying, right now, the Poison Clan, let's say you guys come back, you do this reunion album, I mean, this shit's bigger than ever. Do you think you guys could reclaim that foundation that you guys built?
I think so. You know what I'm saying? Because we had did it already, and it's like real recognized real. And, once you hear something real, you can't help but to flock to it. So, you know, Debonair, JT, Uzi, the whole PC, it's real, you know, so you're going to flock to it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I'm going to play Bust a Pipe right now, man, let people, hear that. This is actually from the last Poison Clan album, which came out in...
Straight Zooism.
No, in 95, right?
It was Straight Zooism.
Yeah, Straight Zooism, 95 was the year it came out.
Yeah,
right? 95. All right, man, if you can't hold the line, brother, and I'll have all three of you come back on here in a minute. This is, this is off the Straight Zooism album, you know what I'm saying, which came out in Warlock. This song right here is a fucking a banger, man. Check this shit out. You do this shit to Rick Ross and these fucking swaggots.
Make Patrick get crazy. You can't play me, no matter who you be or who you run with. Talking all that game.
right now we're making bigger bucks for my rollout. But I still tell you suckers up. So don't run up trying to test my speed. I make you wish you never mess with me. I make you rest in peace. Sucker boy, ain't no gun suckers around
no,
here. Rough town, straight zoo killer down here. So tell me how you gonna try this. Why this killer make you bump your brakes just like mine? Slow me down, fool, I'm starting to speed up. Up in the heat up, big dogs, put that seat up. And put it up in the air so we can burn it. I forgot, you know I earned it, plus I learned it.
Too many suckers and not enough pressure.
I hope y'all fools don't fall under pressure.
Too many suckers and not enough pressure.
I hope y'all fools don't fall
under pressure. I'm a rock town soldier. Only with my rock town flick. Watch me get up on the mic and rip it up real quick. It's the U to the Z-I. I'm straight do or die. Representing the zoo, the M-I-A-M-I. With guns flapping, be happening every day. So you better get your gap just to keep a thug away.
Yeah.
Cause if you slick, we will grip with you. You's a sucker, boy, you better blow the spot. You might get shot for that junk you be talking. Some don't know that they's a dead man walking. I'm stalking, stomping on everything, knocking out anyone who wants to step in my ring.
Ding, ding.
Next sucker, please come so I can fold ya. No more stretches, cause my man done told ya. Too many sucker boys and not enough time. I done killed nothing to sing the last rhyme.
Guys, man, Uzi, you know what I'm saying, JT Money, you know what I'm saying, Debonair, man, it's crazy to have the three of you guys on the line, man. Wish we could have had Matt Ball with us, you know what I'm saying. What's Big Ram been up to?
Ram chilling, he's down here in Miami still doing his thing, you know, but he's chilling though. Him and Matt Ball, same thing. They chilling. Everything cool with them. They still, Mad still messing around with the music from time to time. So, you know, when you get this thing going, he'll be around.
Yeah, definitely. I've seen some songs on the YouTube, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so what's up? You see what you
do. Oh yeah, definitely, definitely, man. What you guys leaked so far, you know what I'm saying, definitely feeling. Man, 1995 comes along. You know what I'm saying? That album comes out, you guys put out Warlock. What happened exactly after that? Didn't you go down for some time, Jay?
Well, shit, damn near before every record came out. I don't know. I'm a short bidder, though. I was able to get out. Yeah, sit down, pay whatever I had to pay, and get on back to the streets.
Yeah,
I either violated or I committed something. I violated the terms of something or committed something else, but, you know, I ain't going no more, goddamn it. Unless it's for murder, one of these fucking niggas now. But, nah, we good.
That's good, that's good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And Uzi, shortly after that album, isn't that when you guys started putting out the Rough Town?
Yeah, Rough Town Mob. And, man, we had came out with the single Surviving the Game first with Jay on the, he was on the hook. We came out with, got an album, actually, called Surviving the Game. It's called Rock Bottom of the Pile, actually.
Yeah, Rock Bottom of the Pile, yeah. Yep. And then a few years later, obviously, you know, Jay, you know what I'm saying, you dropped a major bomb in the industry. You know what I'm saying? The single "Who That" just flew off the charts. Do you think when the single, I mean, you know, looking back, when the single blew up like it did, do what it should have? Do you think that they were trying to block you some sort of fashion? Like, hey, we don't want a real motherfucker like this in this position
right.
of power.
Right. Well, I still feel that way today. You know. You know, they was playing them games, them chart games, you know. But, I mean, I still got my Single of the Year award and all that, Billboard. When it did pop off, I still felt like about time. If you listen to the beginning of the record, they could say about time. I was like, yeah, here we go. We finna get them. I definitely thought it should have been bigger or more major, but I believe it was the team I was playing for. And, you know, my record's always been bigger than me. People be done heard the music we made, but they don't know who made it. You know, they be like, oh, y'all made that song too? Oh, y'all made that song? So I figured they're not gonna blow a nigga like me up. They like, no, not him. You know, they'll buy any record from me because of the namesake or, you know, we got some marketability. We'll buy that record, but we're not gonna blow him up as, you know, make him the front of the Wheaties box because that nigga gonna expose us, you know? He gonna step on the snake's head.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of game. But I still believe that to this day, you know?
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, man.
And I read somewhere, you know, Snoop Dogg said that, you know, during the whole, you know, the beef, you know what I'm saying, with Dre and everything, he says the only ones that really dissed him was you guys. He felt that you guys were the only ones that really got him. Man, what was going through your mind in that video? That video, Towers and Compton's classic. I mean, you had Snoop on a leash, slapping him in the head.
Yeah.
I mean, what was it like to be in the center of that beef at that time?
Well, at that time, you know, see, I wasn't even thinking rap. It was us against them. You know, they wanted to play it and try to sell records. I was thinking, in my mind, the way we came up, it was on.
Yeah.
It was on track. You know, I was just representing, like, nigga, fuck nigga, bitch, nigga. You know, but, you know, and then, you know, I done seen them cats since then, everything, you know, I'm fam now, all that. It was a fam, you know, but you know how niggas be trying to check just to see where your head at, make sure you all right, make sure you still ain't trying to kill them or nothing. A lot of cats do that, you know. They want to, you know, fake dap, you know. I don't even play those kind of games, man. But back then, you know, I was ready to go. I was riding for Luke. I was riding with Luke Ruggles. I was riding for the own team, Miami. I was in the, you know, wherever we was at. Remember, we went out there to do the push it pad in the whole video. We flew out to Cali. We got Mac 10s and Mini 14s and shit like that. Not Mini 14s, but, you know, go out and, yeah, we had a dude that can fly with this shit. We flying that. We flying that.
They made that video,
Drake. The same place.
Yeah, same place. They did the video for that.
That was the same place?
We, The exact same city.
Yeah.
If you look at where he's eating them dish trading them out and where they did it, and you look at our video, you can see it's like set. You know, we was right down the set, you know, doing that shit.
And where was it at? That was in L.A., right?
Yeah,
we
were in L.A.
We went out to L.A. to do that, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. You were right in your backyard. Recorded that shit. That's crazy. Now, what would have happened if they would have came in Miami and did it this record?
Say what?
What would have happened if it was reversed and they would have came to Miami and recorded a diss record?
I don't think they would have done that. The streets wouldn't allow it. You understand? Yeah. You know, if I'm on record talking about a nigga. And the word got on the street that day over there, somebody would have called, me, or they would have went and seen about it on their own. The streets won't allow that. You know, that's why it kind of burned me to see these new niggas when they try to do records on the Ave. It's like, how the gang done got, you know, the crackers done shut the Ave down, but that's still a part of our culture. So now all of a sudden, you know, Cali would have never been on 15th Avenue. Never.
Yeah.
Rather, you know, I ain't used to see Rob. I ain't them niggas, you know. But so some kind of way it's cool to go over there and steal our streets, you know. We actually hung at, you know, we was there, you know.
Yeah.
Jam, shoot, whatever was going on. But, you know, that was our life, and these cats, you know, they grew up wanting to be that. So we just turned out to be that. We was just doing some shit, you know. Again, like we would say, we didn't know how big it was being. We didn't even know, you know, picture Jews being handed to an innocent child. We didn't know what we was doing. We was just doing it, being ourselves, you know. And just so happened, people grew up on that shit, you know. And, you know, even today, you know, I'm Uncle Jay today. I'm Big Brother, you know. I'm cool with that, you know. But, nah, it wasn't going to be no coming to Miami and dissing.
That wasn't doing that.
They got a green screen, that one.
Well, hey, that's real shit that y'all went out there though. That's some real shit, man. I never knew that, man. I always thought the set looked the same. You know what I'm saying? The house and everything, but I never knew it was the same shit. That's crazy. You hear that, people? You hear this shit for the first time right here, man. As far as I know, I never heard that shit before. So
we never told it either. Nobody really knew that.
That's crazy.
And guess what it was all about? It was all about saving $10,000. The video could have cost it 50 or could have cost it 40. We chose to make it 40.
Wow.
It was all about $10,000.
It was cheaper to just go out there then, huh?
Yeah, because the guy out there. He was from there. I forgot his name, man.
Lionel C. Martin. Lionel Martin did it back then.
That's how you diss a motherfucker. You go right where they're at. That's the shit. People are going to be talking about this for a minute, man. That's good stuff, man. But shortly after that, you guys left Luke Records. You know what I'm saying? And you know, what was the atmosphere like when you left, man? Was it on bad terms, or was it just like you guys wanted to go do your own thing?
I missed that. Say that again.
When you guys left Luke Records, it was shortly after, you know, 93, 94. What was the atmosphere like? Was it on bad terms, or was it just, hey, we want to go do our own thing now, or?
Well, we wanted some money. You know, fame without fortune wasn't really shit. It ain't shit. You know, and we stayed to keep the label alive. You know, before we did Portland Mentality, Real Time Behavior, everything was crumbling. You know, everybody was leaving them, everybody was suing. And me, I was looking at the game like, well, nah, they just want to see another black man fall. And I even told Luke this myself, like, nigga, I'm going to ride with you, you know, just take care of me. You know what I'm saying? And remember, we still 18, 19, barely 20. We don't even know the business yet. I don't even know how we getting fucked. I just know we getting fucked. You know, but we still making more money than we was making before we was making records. You know what I'm saying? It was like, well, shit, I'm getting some money, but I'm not getting all my money. You know, and then the game got bigger. You see other niggas who wasn't as hot, but they getting paid for their records. They looking like they bigger than us. And we, you know, we getting respect everywhere on the street, anywhere we went. But these niggas can't even go where we go or don't get the type of love and respect that we was getting, but they was getting more money. And I'm like, uh-oh, what the blood clot? You know, and, you know, Luke was just playing crazy back then. You know, like, me and Luke cool right now today, you know. I fuck with him, you know. I want to see him do all right, but, you know, I guess he cool with his coaching thing. And, you know, like me, I'm a timeless type nigga. I don't even think I can get old. Can't get old because all the young hoes love me. You know, but all that. But, yeah, man, we wanted some money. And then, you know, they wasn't able to produce. And then, you know, we had another opportunity. One of those same people who was paying them other people. And we was going to try our luck over there. But then they got funny. You know, I guess the game had nothing really switched. You know, the people... You know, we was lucky to make the name before the Crackers bought the game, is what I tell people. Before them people, the lamestream, before they actually bought out the game, before everybody started selling out, switching over, envying the oppressor and taking his ways before they started doing that. You know, we came up in the real independent out the trunk, you know, doing in-store and shit like that. You know, really riding in the van, bus, hitting the towns, you know. 10 people at this show, 1,000 people at this show, you know. We was really there, you know, on the street. Who them niggas here? You know, do sport riding and go home, nigga. Remember that Uzi?
Yes, I do. The grind. Yeah. That was the grind,
you know,
man.
You know, whenever, you know, yeah. PC, home team, we always stay loped up together, though. Like, seemed like it was two different groups. We always in the same car. We always in the same van, you know. They ride with me, you know, I'm riding with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's how it is to this day right now, you know.
That's what I was going to say. All these years later, it sounds like you guys still got that bond. You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we're all official. You know what I'm saying? It's not like... We are this, but like I say, we was representing how we breaking it down. I mean, we was like, we breaking it down like that from, you know, from whenever. So it's still like that.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's time we all looked up, it was all good, you know? Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. I really appreciate the fuck out of you guys coming on the show. You guys been giving us some good game. Can you stick around for a little bit longer?
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's what's up. All right, I'm gonna play another song. Then I'm gonna spend a few more minutes with you guys. And again, thanks for coming on the show. This is fucking monumental. This is a song you guys fucked up a little sixth grader in the mind with. Because you taught me how to do some very bad things with this bad influence. You know what I'm saying? Two Low Life Mothers. Check this shit out.
Okay, class. Now, as you know, excuse me, now fuck all that. The motherfucking poison clan is up to bat. I'm Debonair, the devil's dad. Everybody, take a seat, get the pen and pad. Very good, you're doing excellent so far. Now it's time to begin a seminar. Today's teacher, Dab and JT. Lesson number one, a nigga must be a real bad influence. I mean, fully turn a good kid to a schoolyard bully. Make him steal cars from Jags or Pacers. Maybe even sell soap chips to bases. Or buy a couple of keys and make sales. Getting fast money, being in and out of jail. I gotta do it, that's the way I am. I'm too rude to say yes, ma'am, or give a damn. About a parent or guardian sense. Definitely is a real bad influence. Check it out, call a bad influence also. And to tell the truth, the youth all know. But still, they take my advice to go play dice, hijack, and high fear criminals. And ice cold deep, you trifle with a rifle, shooting police, being rich. You gotta be sharp as a knife before rotting. Never worked a day in my life, I got paid with a blade and caught with a gauge. But they couldn't do me nothing, I was underage. So, yo, you should never ever have fears, because they can't front you in your juvenile years. And besides, even if they try that shit, you a bad motherfucker, you can deal with it. I turned nice through wood to a group of thugs. This'll drain your brain like cocaine worth of drugs. And that's all those who been convinced. JT's what you call a bad influence.
high, that's fiction. Believers, they all fear mere addiction. You gotta be tripping off the sense of butter. Feed a crack, it's word to my mother. You can't worry about stuff like consequences. Jump off roofs, climb barbed wire fences. It's too late to straighten up because you blew it. If smoking crack makes you feel good, do it. Snorting a little butter, ain't about nothing. Say no to drug campaigns, they be fronting. Thinking you're stupid, they just playing the swells. But we know they want all the drugs for themselves. So the hell with them people, you don't have to quit. I bank off those who smoke the shit. Start robbing old people and things of that sort. Cause ain't shit illegal until you get caught. And it's alright to listen since JG's what you call a bad influence.
Back in the Murder Master Music Show. Fucking legendary shit going on right now, man. I'm going to bring back our guests. We're going to, you know what I'm saying, chop it up with them for a few more minutes. You know what I'm saying, Debonair, JT Money, you know what I'm saying, and Uzi of the motherfucking Poison Clan. This is the foundation right here, folks. This is definitely, I mean, at this time, you know, you had the Ghetto Boys in Houston. They were doing the hard street shit. Of course, you had 2 Live. They were doing the sex shit. You guys were doing a whole variety, you know, combination of street, player, pimp, gangster, sex, all that shit mixed into one. And I think a lot of people definitely were influenced by you guys. And you guys were before the UGKs, before the 8-Ball and MJGs. And I'm glad you guys are still here, man. And I really hope we see another Poison Clan record. You know what I'm saying, in the near future. You know, but before I leave, man, before I let you guys go, I'm going to go down the line and, you know, Uzi, I'm going to start with you. You doing any solo projects or anything? Or?
Well, right now, I'm just, you know, connecting with this PC reunion thing and trying to see how that's going to go and make that happen. You know, that's the major thing right now on my tip.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to see that too. You know, I know Jay's got Regeneration coming out. Deb, I know you're working on some stuff. If you guys do this PC thing, who's going to be in it? Is it going to be everybody, or is it going to be a select few? Or
I don't know. Tell Jay to answer that question because he's gonna
you know, he's gonna
break it down.
Well, you know, again, we got songs now with everybody, you know. Me and Dev and Drugs and Mad and Ram, you know. We got all songs, but like out of 20, 30 songs, we might got 8 or 9 that we really like so far. It's just a matter of us coming together. We trying to get everybody involved, but again, you know, I'm really focused on those main characters, like who you got on the phone, because those are the distinctive voices, and I remember the sound, but, you know, I still want to include all the rest of our brothers, you know, and, you know, make it the way it go, you know, because that's where the real energy go. You know, circulate. You know, it's gonna surface when, you know, we all come together as we did. You know, I still got a fire in me, so, and you know, I'm gonna put that to my brother now. You know, we're just gonna keep it rolling. We're gonna keep it rocking now. But you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. You can't rush perfection, and you know, we definitely working on it. So you know, y'all look forward. Hopefully, the next to you, we'll have something new to play for. You know. Mixed and master.
Definitely, man. I think a tour would be good too. I think because you know there's a lot of cats like me that you know what I'm saying, grew up off you guys that would come out to your shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so
I'm glad you say that. I think the grown people come see us. Because I used to look at the game and be like, well, what about people my age, man, that still love this hip-hop and rap music? And, you know, we don't like what they're doing today. They're trying to kill us. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays it was subject matter. You know, we actually grew up one another. We learned, you know?
Yeah.
They right now, they're killing us. Junk food for thought, you know, that brain-dead music, ADD music, as my dog Hobbs would say. ADD music, you know, but shit, whatever, we still here, and, you know, I appreciate a player like yourself even having us on the airwaves, man, you know, thank God
that's
for
right.
y'all, brother.
Hey, it's a fucking honor, man. You know, I just did a show, like you said, with Mix a while back, and we had DJ Ready Red, the guy who created the sound for the Ghetto Boys, and, you know what I'm saying, no one's doing that, you know what I'm saying, and it's my fucking duty as a fan to give back what y'all gave to me. So it's a fucking honor, and I appreciate y'all for coming on the show, for real.
Yeah, that's my love, man. You know what I'm saying? Reaching out like this.
Well, I want to say one thing before we get out of here. You know, for the Clan Rocks the world, y'all look out for it. Google it. Go back and check the YouTube or, you know, just some different albums, but look out for Hobby Rock, Regeneration, and that Poison Clan reunion. It's all coming, baby. Promise. That.
Yeah. And my boy Mike Fresh just texted me. He said he's listening to us right now. The producer who done did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, Mike.
So,
Mike Fresh.
Yeah, Mike,
man. Shout out to you, brother.
Yeah, you know, Mike made all that heat.
Yeah. Before you go, man, now that we know Mike Fresh listening, What did he? I mean, he produced a lot of tracks off of Poisonous Mentality, right?
Yeah,
he damn near did the whole album, Poisonous Mentality, Rough Time, Van Zool. Mike was like a driving force, though. You know, we used to sit and vibe and talk. Mike was like, "Hey, say that again, come here." You know, Mikey said, "I don't record's ready." You know, "Jake, come here.
Yeah.
I got something." Yeah, you know, and I could just tell him something, and Mike. But know what's funny about it? Mike still got that shit. I just got to get back to the A and pull it out of him. Mike, if you listen to the nigga, you know I'm coming. I'm coming.
Okay.
Mike got that shit.
Yeah, because that album, you know what I'm saying, it was a combination of the content and the music, you know what I'm saying? Because like I told you before, I'm still listening to this shit 20 years later. Like, to me, everyone talks about, oh, The Chronic, that was a classic album, it's timeless.
Yeah.
After 3 years, I was done with that fucking album. So here we are, 2012, 20 years later, I'm still listening to A Little Like Mother. So, man, hey, much love to you guys, man. But Mike Fresh, hey, if you're listening, we still got time. Call in, motherfucker, I want to ask you some questions. Call in here. You know, 714-409-0548. Hey, guys, man, Deb, Uzi and JT, thank you. JT, also thank you for being a part of UGS, my brother.
Thank you.
It's
a good thing.
Thanks.
Yeah. Appreciate all y'all. Mike Fresh, you listening, brother? Call in, man. I definitely, you know, you produced probably one of the most iconic hip-hop records to ever, and influential records to ever come out, man, because that album to this day is still talked about. You know what I'm saying? Poisonous Mentality. Call in, man. 714-409-0548. We're going to play one of the songs off that album right now. This is one of my favorites. This is Action. You know, this is one of the more hardcore tracks on the album, man. It's definitely killing it. But Mike Fresh, you there? Call in, brother.
No, hear this. All rude boy putting a gun on cock. I want to see them JT. Hear this. Check this out. Any pussy will taste, so I just murder them, then. Because I be an action where they fit. And I mean, you're who's that run thing for years. So just coming at this, then. And tell the people in 1 year.
I remember me and this cat did a caper. Two young niggas about getting paper. We just a nigga we heard who had big grip. Walking around with 5 or 6 money clips. We laid him down and got away. Went back round the way to count out pay. We have a 5 grand exactly. The nigga had my gun and then he pointed at me. I gave a nigga the loot, but then he stepped away. But then I bumped into his ass the next day. Put that thing up to his head and said, "Yeah, nigga, yesterday you bad with your hands on the trigger." He said a dope made him acting out faster. I say, fuck that shit.
run this thing, JT. I want to see them. Hey, from a shot, hey, from a shot, the boy them blood clot. I want a boy I deal with. Hey, that's coming there. Tell the people them.
Hey, yo, let me tell you about a nigga I flipped on who tried to cross me to get his grip on. One day we went touching. Sent the nigga after money and he came back with nothing. Blowing books left and right. Come back empty handed, breathing hard like it's all right. But the nigga was bluffing on me. But I hope this nigga ain't cuffing on me. I sent the nigga out another one. But the same shit happened, just like the other one. But this time when the nigga came back, I noticed his pockets look kinda fat. I ain't say nothing about it, I just look. Hey yo, my nigga, what happened to that book?
No, man, I was cheap by zero.
Oh boy, my understanding is zero. Got that thing from under the seat. Punched it in his mouth, try to break his front teeth. Just getting the money ain't satisfaction. You know what else I want. Was willing to get his leg taken over a bitch because he pussy whooped him. I guess the nigga was lovesick, but that don't justify doing dumb shit. How the fuck you gonna bitch by the hoe? Draws up her ass everywhere the fuck she go. The hoe ain't about nothing. Only thing the bitch good for is fucking. Or maybe sucking me up. I told it to the nigga, now he talking about fucking me up. I slapped his taste from his mouth. Old cunt ass nigga trying to sell a true nigga out. Now that shit's unheard of. Now you know my very first instinct was murder. Cause I'm always strapped. Slapped him with a pistol, shot him in the kneecap. Then he fell to the floor. Oh, pussy ass nigga, bitch him out of hope. I hate punks with a passion. And I don't want no apology, nigga.
Back here in the motherfucking Murder Mansion Music Show. Shout out to Debonair, Boozy, JT Money, the motherfucking Poison Clan. And, man, I believe this is one of the cats that brought you this sound. You know what I'm saying? This Mike Fresh?
Yo, what's happening, man?
Hey, I want to thank you for calling in, man. You have no fucking idea. You know what I'm saying? How much I've been bumping this shit for the last 20-some-odd years, man. I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you listening, you know. You know, trying to do my thing and, you know, try to just gain, you know, people to just listen to, you know, what we was doing, you know. So I'm glad, you know, we had supporters to back us up, you know, as far as that, you know. But that,
yeah.
You know, I'm listening in. And I, you know, listen to the vibe, and, you know, I haven't really, I talk to my people time to time. I talk to Jay, I haven't really talked to Drugs and Dev, you know, as far as that concerns. I know one of them is in New York, and I guess, I don't know where Dev's at, but I haven't really communicated with him. But Uzi, I talk to all the time, so.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
We definitely need to get back together, you know. Right now I'm in Atlanta, so, you know, and sometimes I go back down to Miami, so, you know, definitely like to communicate and make this happen, you know. But I just wanted everything to be perfect and, you know, and put out that and all that stuff that's happening now. I'm with the old stuff, you know. I'm with, let's do what we used to do.
I'm with that 100%, man. We got a movement called Underground Society, and it's very, very militant against what we call these swaggots. You know what I'm saying? These dudes wearing tights and lipstick and whatever the fuck you have.
Yeah. I don't know what that is, man. That's a people out there, this swaggot thing, man. They just took that too far.
Yeah.
You know, way
beyond. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Looking back at that time period, 92, 93, I could never imagine. I mean, you had a lane of these things, whatever you want to call them, like Kid and Play or some shit, you know. But
yeah.
You didn't have a monopoly that controlled the game. Because these motherfuckers,
right.
You know, with their little cardigan sweaters and their little sissy walk and stance and whatever, they control and own this fucking game right now.
It's just so watered down now. It's like when we was doing it, everybody had their own lane. You know what I'm saying? You know, you had the dancers, type groups. You had street, you know, storytellers, you know, but it was, everybody had their part, you know what I'm saying? But now it's just, everything is just seems the same and so watered down and not really saying nothing, you know what I'm saying? And it just kills it to me. It really takes me out of my, well, that's what I pop in the old school record, you know what I'm saying, to get my vibe back. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I got to do pretty much, too. I mean, we got to, you know, with this organization, check us out at UGSforlife.com, number 4. You know, we seek out the talent because you have to go find it now. You know what I'm saying? Back
yeah,
in the
yeah.
day, you know, you knew what was what. Now you got to go look at a motherfucker. You got to listen thoroughly. You got to make sure there's no underlying bullshit in the music, and we got a solid organization for that, man. And I want you, I want to extend, you know, you're more than welcome to be a part of it. You know what I'm saying? It's not a record label. It's a movement. You know what I mean? It's
right.
like an umbrella.
How do I connect?
Man, you're in. Shit, you're my friend,
okay.
motherfucker.
Right.
You're in. You know?
Okay. You know, I thought you might have a page or something, you know, because actually I happened to go on Facebook and one of my friends on there had that on their Facebook and I clicked on it and then it popped up and I was like, I wonder if this is live. Or, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I called Uzi when he was online. So
yeah.
That's how I just found out. I just happened to just come on Facebook and it just found out. I didn't even know that was even going on.
Well, definitely,
so.
Man. We got a magazine coming out October 31st. We got, you know, several radio shows. We got compilations dropping. We got solo artists coming out. I mean, it's just a big union. And it's also global. It extends to about 15 different countries. So we got cats, you know what I'm saying? You could be producing beats for cats from Brazil to Macedonia. You know what I mean? It's just fucking nuts.
Okay.
You know, but
let me connect my number with you. You know, I know I just called. I don't know if you lock it down or what.
I'm gonna
lock
it down right now, as we speak. You know what I'm saying? But
so this is how I can get in contact with you.
Shit, I'm on your Facebook, man. I just tagged a post, the JT's page, and I mentioned you in a comment, man. My name's Prez. Just look for me on Facebook, and I'll message you too, man. But I'll text you my number here in a minute too, as well.
Okay, so you're Prez. That's who I clicked on. So you already a friend of mine.
Yeah, I'm already there. I'm already there, brother.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But
all right, I got you.
But man, as far as you know, let's go back to '92 real quick to Poisonous Mentality. That album, like I said, is still one of my favorite albums. How much of that did you produce?
Mm-hmm.
They said you produced a lot of it.
I produced it probably, I want to say, like 85%. I probably didn't, I think it's probably like four songs that I didn't do on that. And really, reason why that was, I had a situation with Luke where it was about some money situation that I left. While I was doing that album, because me and Luke had a little small fallout about some business on a prior album that I did, or Luke's album, when I did Luke produce Luke's album.
Mm-hmm.
So I left, and they had to finish the album. So three other producers came and did the rest of the tracks to finish the album. But I was supposed to do it, basically all of it.
Yeah, I think Toomp came in, didn't he? Didn't DJ Toomp come in and do a track?
No, actually, when I did the Poisonous Mentality album, Toomp was really just starting to produce.
Okay.
He was more of a DJ. Actually, before I was, because I started DJing with the Poison Clan before. When they were doing Low Life, the first album, I called Toomp up, you know, because me and Toomp stayed right around the corner from each other in Atlanta. So, and I called Toomp up and asked him if he wanted to DJ, come and DJ. So Toomp DJed for Poison Clan, you know what I'm saying, on the Low Life album.
Mm-hmm.
you know. And then he went on to lead from then DJ for Goody Mob. But he didn't really get into production. And I always wanted to talk about that, too, because me and Toon grew up with kids right around the corner in the neighborhood. And when I was DJing, Toon was way younger than me. So, you know what I'm saying? He used to see me DJ, and then he started DJing. But Toon catches on to stuff like quick, you know what I'm saying? And Toon, he's a bad boy. And when he started doing DJing, then I started moving on to doing production, started learning. I lived in a studio for about 2-3 years, you know what I'm saying, up here in Atlanta, and I started producing. So, actually, my first group I was with Shy D.
MC Shy D. Now, you're from Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm from Atlanta.
So this is going, I mean, how far back is this going? It's got to be going back to the 80s, no?
When I joined Shy D, that was near the end of 87.
Wow. This is fucking history. I hope you people listening, man, appreciate this shit. I didn't even know you were even going to be on here. Once Uzi said you text him or whatever, I'm like, call in, motherfucker, call in. This is
crazy.
Yeah,
I heard it out there, man.
So you were working with Shy D, who was, he was signed to you know, back in the day, Skywalker Records. And
that's how I met Lou. That's how I got down to Miami. I was dealing with Shy D. We wasn't signed under, me or Toon was not signed under a contract. We was just working for Shy D.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we went in the studio, we went to do our music, you know what I'm saying, and we did the song Shake It. And,
you produced that?
Yeah, I produced Shake It.
Shake It, yeah, man, that's fucking history.
That's fucking history.
So that's how you met
Lou?
Then me
and Shy D had a fallout, and Toon stayed with him, and I was at home for like 6 months, and then there was a guy named Tony Rock that we had brought down and got signed to Luke there and did a song with the LL joint. I can't remember what the LL record, but anyway, he was signed to Luke. He brought me back to DJ for him, and then I actually signed a production contract with Luke, and I started producing for a lot of his groups.
Did you do stuff for Professor Griff?
I actually didn't produce with Griff. I helped on a couple of songs. I talked to Griff yesterday, actually.
You did. You got to hook me up with him, man, because we got a podcast that's like conspiracy theory. And
yeah.
If you can, hook me up with that dude, man.
He's in Atlanta. He's right here in Atlanta. Has a studio downtown. I actually talked to him yesterday, and I'll connect you with him. You know what I mean? Give you some digits on them, and then you can connect with them there.
That's what's up.
But anyway, moving along, to make a long story short, that's how I got back down to Florida. Then that's when I met JT and Uzi and all them. Because Hobbs produced the first album.
We were fortunate to have him on the show, and it was crazy because we had JT Money call in while he was on, and we actually interviewed him on the podcast too, because here's a man who created a group, can't even legally say the name of the group.
Yeah. Everything, that whole
crazy
gimmick thing, I always said that was Hobbs, because he was the one that put the whole Rudy Ray Moore thing, everything with the comedy skits. I always seen Hobbs just come and just do all that, you know what I'm saying? And Hobbs helped up even on the Shoddy Gotta Be Tough album. He helped on a couple of songs. Shoddy produced a couple of them. So Mr. Mix was like the man. When I got there, I was under the wing watching him, you know what I'm saying? So he was doing everybody. LaJuan Love, everybody.
What was it like, man, to be affiliated? I mean, because, you know, that label was pushing gold independently, which was
which was unheard of at that time. What was it like to be affiliated with the label that was doing shit like that that nobody else was doing?
I mean, Luke was he was a person off the street, so you know, there's a lot of times people say you can't do certain things that Luke used to take in to show you can do it. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Master P. When everybody thought Master P couldn't do it, you know what I'm saying? He took his own money and he did his own thing where he didn't need. So Luke, I mean, he was a mastermind as far as, you know, I distribute out my own stuff. I take it out, I distribute it, you know what I'm saying, and I let it do what it do. So, and for a black person at that time doing what he was doing, that was, well, one of a kind. You know what I'm saying? You know, you don't see too many people to do that.
No.
Delivering it out of his, pushing it out of his own self without no majors helping him.
He set the blueprint, man. He really set the blueprint. But, you know, if you look at the Bay Area, I think they set the blueprint as far as the independent hustle goes. But Luke, he set that Master P blueprint to where you can become majorly successful and make a shitload of money, even get plaques. Nobody could say they did that before he did.
And not use that one major. You know what I'm saying? And the only time Luke used the major was when he was going through the controversy with his nephews, You Wanna Be, and I guess he really used them to get the lawyers to help fight his court cases. But other than that, I think he would have stayed independent, period.
Yeah.
You know, so I give him a lot of credit for that. Even though Luke and we had differences as far as money differences, wasn't getting paid, you know, I really have to give him his props as far as being a black person out of the ghetto and doing his thing and being a success, you know.
Yeah.
So I will give him his props for that, but, you know, I just wish he would have handled business better because I think there would be no slip and slide. There would have been no slip and slide. There wouldn't been no Rick Ross. Wouldn't been no Khaled. None of this if he would have just handle business properly with his artists, you know what I'm saying, and everybody eating.
Yeah, definitely, you know what I'm saying. We had the real Rick Ross on a show a couple weeks ago, maybe about a month ago, and, you know, man, nobody likes seeing that dude running around. Nobody, no real motherfucker anyway, you know what I'm saying, that appreciates the game wants to see something like that. Or like we were talking about earlier, dudes running around in tights. You got this cat little bee out in the Bay Area wearing beaded earrings and lipstick and coming out with songs saying, I have HIV, I'm gay. It's like, come on,
man.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. What about the production, man? I mean, your beats are just, you know, phenomenal. Are you doing production still?
I'm still doing it. I'm gonna be honest with you, truthfully. I stopped liking the business side. I always loved the music. The music ain't never gonna change out of me. But I stopped liking the business side and the business sense of this whole game and how this game works. And it just kind of took me away from that. And I went back to DJing. Like right now, I'm back DJing more than anything right now. But I still have my studio, and every now and then I go down, I work on some beats, and I put them up, you feel me? So with Jay's talking about, you know, I have a couple of things, but I need that vibe. I need everybody back, and we all sitting down, and we coming up with something again. You know, that's the best vibe when everybody sits down, and everybody can help each other out, and if I'm not hearing something, somebody can come in and put in. We all make this together, you feel me? And that's the vibe I want to get back into, but kind of hard because I'm in Atlanta and they're in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, I hope it happens, man. I really do because, you know, like I said, man, I've been down with you guys since sixth grade. I'm 34 right now, you know, so it's been years. And I really want to see it go down. So, and I know many, many, many other people want to see it go down because there's a lot of us. I mean, we're not, like you said, you know, we're not dead yet. you know, we're still young men. Nah. I mean, we're in our prime. We want to hear this music. We don't want to see real motherfuckers get killed off by these infections, because that's what I call them. These dudes are walking yeast infections. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They're soft as butter, and it's a disgrace. You know, and
yeah.
You know, I just want to salute brothers like you, and just keep doing your thing. And thank you so much for calling in tonight on the show. I appreciate you.
Hey man, no problem. Anytime. I'm starting listening in more. It was the first time I caught it. I said, let me see what this is about. And when I seen the Poison Clan stamp, I said, let me see what this is about, because I'm always going to check when anything I see about Poison Clan. So I'm going to check it. And I seen the Heard the Radio thing. I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. You know. So,
I'll send you the archive, man, with Mr. Mix and DJ Ready Red, you know, the Ghetto Boys. I'll send you that. I mean, we got this, you know, show number 29, so I'll send you the whole thing, man, and you can enjoy all the
shows. I
got to
find Bushwick. He up there somewhere.
Yeah, we're trying to get Bushwick, man. Ready Red's trying to get Bushwick on the show, so.
Yeah, one of my homeboys told me he'd be at his club called Chit Chat all the time up in Decatur. I got to find him, because I haven't seen him in a minute. So,
definitely. He's out there doing cartwheels and dance moves and flips and shit, you know what I'm saying? But he's back, man. He's back on the hardcore stuff, and he was up in Chicago with my people, Soundmaster T. He was up there too. He's getting around. He's going everywhere, man. You can't
He moves a lot now. Every time I hear his voice, they tell me somewhere else and he's doing this. So I'm like, okay, as long as he's getting around, he's moving. You know what I'm saying? He's working. You know, so that's what it is.
Well, hey, again, thanks for calling in, and thank you for producing, as far as I'm concerned, one of the most iconic rap albums of all time. If you don't got it, go out and get Poison Clan, Poisonous Mentality, and you know what I'm saying, Mike Fresh, it's an honor. Thank you, brother.
Okay, appreciate it, man. Bye.
That's a fucking legend right there, folks. That's a cat right there that I mean, you heard, he goes all the way back to 87. You know what I'm saying, to the original Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, rap scene before, you know, it was invaded by, you know, douchebags like Jermaine Dupri and you know, these fuckboys you got out nowadays. That's one of the OGs, one of the pioneers, and that's what we do here at the Murder Master Music Show. We bring you legends, we bring you pioneers, and we bring you real shit. Definitely like this show. Much better than last week's show. Last week's show was kind of, you know, Bleed came on. He kind of, you know, he gave big ups to a couple swaggots I didn't like. So that interview was cut short. Little Easy, he didn't come in until the end. This show was kind of, just to me, flawless. You know, except at the beginning, reception was not that good. JT was creating another whole story. I think he was getting shined up, as he says. Or something, but we're gonna play a song. This one's for my brother Six. I chose this for you, Six, because it has the most annoying bitch in the beginning of the song, but JT Money comes in and beats the bitch down, so you're gonna love it, Six. This is called Some More Shit off the album Rough Town Behavior, right here on the Murder Master Music Show. Fuck you, swaggots.
Hey yo, fuck ass JT, you right here trying to fly, acting like you got shit, bitch. You ain't got no motherfucking money, bitch.
Mic check, 1, 2, I'm all that. Punk bitch, so say that small rap. Talking that fuck shit, but you don't like me, put the whole suck dick. Your motherfucking problem ain't hoe hating. You just mad cause your ass got straight, but I don't give a fuck. Hope you get hit by a truck. Thanks, luck, trying to get fly. Bitch, eat dick and die. I ain't trying to play footsie, I got money. A lot of y'all hoes is slimy. I've been telling y'all about your ass since 90. But y'all
next nigga. I diss hoes and I'm still a main sex figure. So now what's up? You wanna be a hoe? Be a hoe. I don't give a fuck. That's your motherfucking business. Just give me meat and you can leave when you finish. See, I know how it goes.
iPod, you need to be stomping the streets and that shit. Actually not, man. You're probably going to pick a random broad to start beating the shit out of her. Let me get your thoughts on this, Six. Have you ever heard that song before?
Not for a long time, man. I don't want to hit a bitch in the side of the head right now. Just take my hand.
Put it right through her fucking skull.
Because I don't like hitting bitches. I'm not a big proponent of beating bitches, but there's something extremely hilarious with the HA. Watching a bitch get knocked out or punched in the face, it just brings such a Kool-Aid smile to my face every fucking time. So, yeah, shouts out to the Poison Clan for that soundtrack music. It's how to treat these ladies properly. Cause, you know, when it comes down to it, I love the ladies, and I love it when they do what they told.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely when they stay the course, you know, when they mm-hmm. you know they shine a motherfucker up, they got to be doing that shit, you know. So you're an old grandma, take out them teeth, you know what I'm saying? We don't discriminate.
Oh, shut it down. Shut it down, Greg. I want you to put me in the will, so up until you know your little heart gives out, I'll be nice to you. That's how it is.
Until your heart gives out.
UGSforLife.com, hit it up, man. We got the. Tell these motherfuckers about the shit going down, though, man. God
the magazine,
damn,
my brother, 50-50 partnership. You got the
mm-hmm.
fucking the art. I got the content. Man, dude, tell them what the fuck we're doing, man.
We got a magazine for those of y'all who miss the old Mother Dog, the way it used to be, the way they used to show love to the underground, but now it's something else completely. Yeah, we're going to bring that back. We're not bringing that back the way it was. We're going to bring it back 10 times fucking harder. Underground Society Magazine. It's popping off, man. We're going to have interviews like you've never seen. The format itself, it's going to be something like you've never seen before. We ain't going to have no plain-ass magazine pages with colors, circles, and squares and shit. Nah, we coming at you with completely original designs and content every fucking time. And you know, we got some fucking amazing shit popping off there, too. We got health discussions, conspiracy talks. And, of course, we got underground music and everything else between that. It's going to be the shit.
Yeah, definitely. We also, of course, you know, we got the sex talk. We're going to have some
mm-hmm.
porn stars. We're going to have some gang leaders. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. I mean, this is
everything.
Not just rap. It's something that's going to hit you in the fucking chest, just like UGS does. You know what I'm saying? So.
Oh, yeah. One more thing, too. Ad space is now available. You motherfuckers out there, you want to get in something early, you want to get in from the ground floor. And right now, get in with us while you can, because I guarantee you, man, in a year's time, you're going to want to have it that early, because it's going to be
skyrocketing of the prices, and we didn't have no choice but to charge you fuckers a premium after a little bit. So we're in with us now with our prices kind of low, because I guarantee this shit is popping off.
Full page ad right now, $100. Mm-hmm. Full page ad. You know,
there's some other motherfuckers out there selling full page ads for what? Like 400, 700, you know.
Cheapest I've seen, like 400 or 500.
These old down syndrome motherfuckers, but, you know, that ain't us. We're getting y'all cheap, and we get you in a magazine like no other. Underground, hardcore, no lame, swaggy shit. Don't expect that tight jean, sissy bitch ass shit in our magazine. Nah, it's gonna be nothing but the real shit that y'all make.
We got fucking actual filmmakers and activists writing for us. People that have been featured on the fucking Howard Stern show. This is not no small time shit. And I want to shout out while we're on the subject. I want to shout out Eric Bulls of Sex Appeal magazine. This motherfucker travels the globe. You know what I'm saying? Promoting vodka, promoting his magazine. He's our consultant. He's been helping us out. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. So this is going to be big, folks. I'm telling you, get your shit in the magazine right now, because I'm telling you, after 2 to 3 issues, like Brother Six said, man, them prices are going up.
They have to.
Yeah.
Halloween, October 31st, y'all going to have yourself a happy Halloween, only you cop our shit. $2. You can't afford $2, man. You got to be kidding with that shit. We all got $2 in our pocket. I got $2 in my pocket. So I'm pretty
$2. You can't beat that. And I'm going to tell you this, too. I'm not going to leak it. I'm just going to tell you this. There's going to be something in that magazine that is going to shock people. You know what I'm saying? It's going to fucking shock people, and it's going to cause a lot of controversy. So be ready for this motherfucking issue of Underground Society magazine, premier issue. Thank you, my brother Six. Saturday,
always.
As always,
Saturday,
I'm saying fuck
Saturday,
you, bitch.
We got a little special 7 p.m., man. I'll be bootlegging the UC event, and I might be doing a baseball Mac Talk Sports. So, you know, my bootlegging ass does it the way I do it.
Mac J.
On Saturday. Yep. Mac J, Velvet Rose.
Velvet Rose.
Saturday.
You know what I'm saying? Sunday, the Church of Reality. We got an ex-Pentecostal that's going to come on. Hopefully he's going to talk in tongues, demonstrate how it's done. So you're going to hear some crazy, goofy shit. It's going down, man. Fuck with this shit. UGSforlife.com. I'm going to get out of here, Six. I'm going to play some more of this Poison Clan shit. We're gonna shut number 29 down, brother. That's what's up. Here we go, man. Here's some more of this Poison Clan shit. Something for you raggedy hoes.
I want you, check it out. On the mic, we got the night. Check it out. Mad ball in the house, a shamo. Bust down in the house tonight, a shamo. Yours truly, JD in the house, shamo. We got the whole PC in the house. I come on, and we send this one out to all you stinking ass motherfucking bitches. Listen to this here, no time to be sincere, cause it's just a diss here. My attitude towards bitches is true. Don't wanna see them unless they're in the nude. So then it's off with the club. Now I'm a low life with no wife. You know how that shit goes. See, I expect a little something. I hope you don't, cause so you get to nothing. All I got is straight pipe and backbone. And when I'm finished, put your clothes on and go home. Hurry up and don't act like a deaf hook, cause I'm quick to catch fish and throw left hooks to the foreheads of all fishes. I just wanna hang around, I pipe them, then I flank them down. It's just a game I play. I long dig them hoes and send them on their way. Cause I'm a cold-hearted nigga with no feelings for a bitch doing much. But I'm out for that butt. But I believe in safe sex. So pass the latex, so give me straight neck. See, I ain't trying to get burnt or snapped by a bitch with a itch or a pussy like a campfire. See, I'm the motherfucking womanizer. Oops, I mean bitchizer. Plus I'm rich and wiser. But bitches don't look in my pocket, cause you let the cat out the bag and let me knock it. That's how the game play. I lie to get down, bang a boost and get paid. But see, that money gotta be right first. So bitch get the rubbers and I get your purse. Respect the game, that's how it goes. Little something for your raggedy ass hoes. Yo, bust down, what you gonna do with this, my nigga?
You go, Jack, be nimble. Jack, be quick. If you don't touch dick trick, bitch, you ain't shit. See, I'ma hit you with the phrase that pays. 5'10", brown skin with dick for days. So all you hoes, take a chill pill. Cause I'm on a mic getting hype with the real deal. I take a rhyme to the limit. I drink a 40, take the mic and diss a bitch in a minute. So all you ladies, I don't mean to insult ya. You feel dipped in your pissed and for that I can't fault ya. But see, I fell in love a couple of times and all I got was crabs and a mind full of bitch rhymes. They want a nigga living large. They want to give you the pussy a quick nut and a rape charge. I know they're nothing but jail bait. But when I jump on stage in a limo, them hoes tailgate.
get clown. Straight up dick down, and then I'll skip down. That's why I need it for real, ho. Cause I'll kick a weak freak to the curb with a steel toe. And they'll break you if you let them. So I tell the truth about them hoes, and I let Keith sweat them. So tell me, why should I swing white powder when I can run game on a bitch and talk out a last dollar? See, I'm smooth like tile. I get buck wild. I even fuck wild. I play a nigga like the next man. Fuck his main bitch and at the wedding be the best man.
Yeah, like that and you don't quit. But check it out, I'm finna bust this ill shit. JT, a nigga with dick to go round. Slanging pipe, dicking all the hoes down. Collect bitches by the dozen. Fuck my own cousin. Make a bitch leave a husband. I put a bitch in the chokehold. I hate a broke hoe, so hit the dough, ho. I need a bitch with a nigga that's paying, so she can buy me a place to stay in. I can't be working for a living. Bitch, I'm out to get, not to be given. Cause I'm a goddamn player. I leave a bitch strung out on me after I lay ya. And I'ma get the whole riches. Mad ball, kick something for these ragged ass bitches.
I used to fuck Tina, but now I'm fucking Jill, Jill. Go a red lobster, make the bitch pay the bill, bill. Some of them are poop, but them everybody for just chill, chill. Chop blood clot, y'all, what's the deal? Then I'm sticking with a head up at her will, will. I never get pregnant just because of the pill, pill. Pop me a rubber, let me show you some skill, skill. Woman, you're full, high to talk like a windmill. So everybody for just chill, chill. It's not my fault, bitch, you know you got bills, bills. Different a pussy, girl, you must feel ill, ill. This is a poison gun, girl, you better chill, chill. Move your blood, girl, you know how it go. This one delicate for the ragged assholes.
True, some for your raggedy bitches from my nigga Madball, from me JT Money the Bitch Houser, from my nigga Bust Down, you know what I'm saying?
So yo, this is dedicated to all you ragged assholes and to all you jealous ass niggas, especially in New Orleans.
Fuck that shit, let's go to Pac Jam.
Check with the
Yeah, y'all get mad and I don't want to go with y'all. Come on, baby, let's deal.
We're here with JT Money of the now infamous Poison Clan. And JT, we want to hear it from your point of view. Tell us why you're always in trouble with the police. Tell us about school. JT, your fans want to hear it from your point of view, in your own words. JT?
Mary had a little lamb and it was me. A rowdy motherfucker named JT. Problem child. Got on, got strong. Now they say I'm buck wild, but I ain't fam no mind. The old girl used to stay hard head, made us all behind. So I guess I'm the black sheep of the family. So they ass can't handle me, and I hate cops. Cause they like to break black sheep in the lamb chop. So I keep making problems. Cause I can't picture being sheepskin condoms. And I don't need no shepherd, see. Especially one that's cursed with leprosy. See, not all black sheep sleep. Look what happened to Lil Bo Peep. Hers never got knowledge. Fuck high school and motherfuck college. Now you see why I'm so destructive. A black sheep ain't shit to fuck with.
JT, you use the word bitch quite a bit in your lyrics. Tell me, do you have a girlfriend? Is there a woman in your life? In the day and age that women are demanding more respect, what do you have to say to the young ladies about bitches? Are you the bitchizer?
Young ladies shouldn't get offended when they hear. But if the motherfucker shoe fits where, I think a hoe's a hoe and a bitch is a bitch. I'ma talk about you after keep getting rich. Now I quit getting money. I'm taking money and I can't do nothing for you, honey. So don't be on my back like a jacket. I can't hack it and you'll get smacked, bitch. Cause I hate hoes and they hate me, but I don't give a fuck. Cause I'm JT, the motherfucking bitchizer. Hoes talk shit so I can paralyze her. I can't have no wife. I hate hoes. Plus it's in my nature to be a lowlife. So that love shit is out. I'm a pimp, I'll slap the taste from a bitch mouth.
JT, let's be realistic. The fame and glory can't go on forever. Poison Clan has done quite well, but without a high school diploma, what would you do if it all just fell apart today, now? You had nothing left. Music was over. Let us know.
Snap the bitch down in the middle of the street. Get that book and break out in a heartbeat. And then I'll go out on the app to shoot some CeeLo so I can double my shit. Cause hell, I'm known for rolling 4, 5, 6. I just might lay the whole game down. Niggas know I don't fuck around. Take to the motherfucking T. Stand for just trouble, so niggas don't try me. Cause I'll burn your ass like a torch. Take all your shit and leave you on the front porch. Jack and flag is how I got my wealth. If it wasn't me, I think I'd rob myself. I gotta be poor rotten. Just a little reminder for those who may have forgotten. I live for money, pockets are fat. Give a bitch a bet for some pussy and take my shit back. I gotta be rich. That's all of 5,000, bitch.